to those women who were captured after the invasion and conquest of a neighboring tribe and brought home to be slaves. Marriage then was a degradation. Legal contracts are binding only if they are entered into with informed consent, obscured by religious ritual, commercial hype, and social custom and convention. The marriage contract is an exception. The legal obligations of each party to the contract, husband and wife, are very specific. Yet assignation of these roles, who is to be the husband and who is to be the wife, is determined not by choice or ability, but by gender. It has been the legal responsibility of the wife to perform domestic chores necessary.
She is bound by law to reside with her husband and children.
She has to live where he wants, and she must follow when and where he moves, which gives a husband the right to sex, services, and the society of his wife. He can sue her if he does not receive any of
her husband.
She cannot charge her husband with rape, with taking
his permission is required for a tubal ligation.
It has been the case that a woman becomes civilly dead when she marries. She has no legal existence.
It is illegal for a wife not to use her husband's name.
A married woman cannot own property. It follows she cannot
upon marriage her property becomes
a married woman cannot make
she
will.
Cannot represent herself.
She cannot enter into a contract.
She cannot vote.
She is bound by the principle of coverture, which gives the husband the legal right to control his property.
A husband may physically chastise his wife,
have and to hold,
especially if he complies with the rule of thumb,
used to
which allows use of a stick or whip, as long as it is no bigger
physical
than
physical cruelty on the part of the husband toward his wife.
A wife
is not
can sue her husband
divorce.
For damages to her property,
she is legally bound
not
to
for damages
her
to her person.
She cannot keep any wages she earns.
She is not allowed to do anything her
nor
husband,
husband is allowed to pay her for services in the home.
Property purchased by the husband with his money in his name
in fact, no
belongs to him alone,
is recognized
even though she may contribute by paying
the wife
for the mortgage,
or the husband.
Insurance, taxes,
unless
and
the wife earns money of her own, everything she buys is
upon marriage,
his.
The husband's credit rating becomes the wife's, even if she earns more
if the
money.
The husband dies before the wife, she is not entitled at all.
A wife
to
working
pension.
In the home is
and
not entitled,
entitled
to her own
pension.
But only women are punished for adultery, often punished with death. Adultery is sufficient cause for a man to divorce his wife. However, if a woman wants to divorce her husband, she must prove cruelty or desertion in addition to adultery. In the case of adultery, the husband can sue the other man. A wife cannot sue the other woman. A wife cannot charge her husband with rape. Upon divorce, the husband must pay support only as long as the wife was sexually faithful. That is, he must fulfill his end of the contract only as long as she fulfills hers.
Though the letter of the law may change, now this way, now that, the spirit remains the same.
Violence against wives will occur at least once in 2/3 of all marriages. Abuse is often directed to those parts of the body that do not bruise easily. This implies not uncontrolled impulse, but controlled premeditation. Half of the wife assault victims are kicked in the stomach when pregnant. 20% of all visits to emergency medical services are the direct result of wife assault. 1 in 4 wives are severely beaten during the course of their marriage. Wife assault accounts for 25% of all suicide attempts. 60% of the women who are murdered in Canada are murdered by a member of the family, almost always by their husband.
94% of all women get married.
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 Get married.